Morning Watch, the factor of closely following the completed vision of the age through the ministry of the age. Week 2, Monday, related verses. Acts 26, verse 19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the full knowledge of Him. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 3, verses 9 through 10. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities and the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. If you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 4. Even as I exhorted you, when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Romans 8, verses 29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Related reading. During the past 1900 years, countless numbers of Christians have been serving God. Some are serving according to the vision revealed in the New Testament Gospels, which has to do only with the earthly ministry of Jesus. Some serve without any vision at all. In order to serve God according to the up-to-date vision, we need to come up to the level of Paul's very last epistles. In fact, we need to come up to the level of the epistles to the seven churches in Revelation, as well as the revelation that covers all the ages, including the kingdom, the new heaven and new earth, and the ultimate consummation of the church, the new Jerusalem. Simply put, in order for us to serve God today, our vision must extend all the way from the first vision of Adam in Genesis to the ultimate vision of the manifestation of the church, the New Jerusalem. Today, we can be in one accord because we have only one vision and one view. We are all in this up-to-date, all-inheriting vision. I truly believe that the vision Saul saw on the way to Damascus was more advanced than the one Peter saw. And the New Testament records concerning Peter and in his own epistles, we do not see any mention of the triune God working himself into us to make us his duplication. We do not see anything about the believers being built up into the body of Christ to be one with the triune God as his organism. But on the way to Damascus, Paul saw a vision. The Lord said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" The me here is a corporate me. It includes the Lord Jesus and all his believers. Although the word me is a small word, it speaks of a great vision. Paul's vision was indeed profound. At the beginning of Galatians, he refers to the Son of God. When we speak of the Son of God, we have to realize that this involves the triune God. The triune God was revealed to Paul, and Paul became one of his members. All the members together with Paul were constituted to become his body and were joined to him to become an enlarged me. Although the vision Paul saw at the beginning was so high and profound, he did not take up his ministry immediately. In Acts 13, a few prophets and teachers were serving the Lord and fasting together in Antioch. It was then that the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me now Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." It was not until then that Paul became clear concerning the vision he had received earlier and was sent to fulfill the ministry that he had received. Both Barnabas and Saul were Jews, yet they were sent to preach the gospel throughout the Gentile lands. This was not a small vision. In his own time, Peter was sent only to make a brief contact with a Gentile and to visit his home. Here Paul received a serious commission. "Go, for I will send you forth far away to the Gentiles." This means he was to go to the Gentile lands, nation by nation and city by city. This is a great vision, that in Christ Jesus, the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise through the gospel. The Lord's recovery was brought to us through our dear brother Nee. Because of this, he became a target of attack. In 1934, I told Brother Nee, "Even if one day you do not take this way, I will still take this way. I am not taking this way because of you, and I will not leave this way because of you. I have seen that this is the Lord's way. I have seen the vision."